class the night before Christmas, and all through the station, the only sound heard were speaker vibrations. But off in the distance, a voice drew near. It was the voice from the earshot, spreading some cheer. For the next full 3 hours, Christmas tunes for your ears. So snuggle up, friends, and keep your radio locked here. This is Local 107.3 FM's live Christmas Eve special.
I really have forgotten how to do this. It's not good.
And he just all of a sudden turns around, points at me and says, "You go." It's no warning whatsoever. You're tuned into Local 107.3 FM. My name is Brian Cleveland, joined by my Earshot 20 co-host, Anthony M. We're going to be here as the intro is so finely laid out for the next 3 hours, bringing you all kinds of great holiday tunes, loads of guests, and much, much more. So sit back, relax. It is Twas the Night Before Christmas Earshot 20 Holiday Special, the third annual special.
It's exciting. 3 years of this. I wonder if people have gotten sick of listening to us.
No way, it's great.
We have new features too this time.
Do we? Well, yeah. Okay, we have new features.
Stories.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
The first year we did this, it was in the evening, so it was the Twas the Night Before Christmas, but now it's Twas the Late Afternoon, Early Evening Before Christmas.
Well, Santa's already out. He's delivered over 2 billion presents already. Wow. That's impressive. That guy's got a lot of work cut out for him, though.
So that'll be one of the things we'll be doing over the next 3 hours, is tracking Santa through NORAD.
Yep.
And bring you all the information that you can find there. You can give us a call, 648-5925, if you'd like to chat on any of the topics that we're talking about, or if you have any holiday requests, if you want to hear a song, classics, new songs, anything, just let us know.
Santa's heading to Madagascar right now.
He'll be there
in 2 minutes.
Wow.
They have it down to the second as to they're tracking him and watching him fly through the air. So that's exciting. He won't be here until after midnight, but we'll track him throughout the evening. And normally by the time we sign off, he's getting closer. Like, he's hit the states by the time we sign off, so we'll be able to tell you where he is, closer to our region, coming up in a few hours. But as Brian said, we're doing lots of festivities. See, this is why doing a live show now is hard. I'm sweating already. It's tough. It's tough work.
It is warm in here, though.
Recording, I'll just say, way better, but this is good.
We have a Christmas tree this year, which I think you can definitely tell on the radio. It definitely shines through.
Yeah. I did take a picture of it on Facebook. And if you come join us in the studio, it'll make up for all of my screw-ups that I'll do today. You can have some great Christmas baking that I did over the last couple days, because I've been on vacation with nothing else to do except bake. So,
if you're here about an hour before the radio show, and Anthony had all these treats, and I thought I would slowly pick away at them, but then I just ended up having one of all of them pretty much back-to-back.
The Christmas tree
shotgun
George.
And cookies.
Yeah.
And now I'm done.
Well,
had some hot chocolate.
All right.
Now there's something for everyone else.
Let's play some tunes, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about where Santa is. We've got a Christmas story. Brian and I did a reading of a Christmas story for one of our partner stations who was looking for stories.
We recorded for Bay of Islands Radio in Newfoundland,
and so we're going to play it for you too, so that you can hear how fun it was. I had an opportunity to play it for a few friends that I went to visit over the weekend that Brian knows, and they laughed hysterically. There was beer involved though, so that it was probably funnier than it actually was. But anyway, so it's a good story. You'll get to hear that, and hopefully our guests will show up soon, and we'll have all kinds of fun here for the next 3 hours.
Give us a call, 635-925. If you want to hear any songs at all, we'll bring them to you. Otherwise, you can leave it up to us, and we'll bring you all the holiday cheer.
All right, here is, to kick things off, a classic from my playlist, Run Run Rudolph, Chuck Berry. It's a Christmas favorite, and it's kicking off our Christmas Eve special right here on Local 107.3 FM.
Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far boy, child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa meant to make it in town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, reeling like a merry-go-round.
Thank you. firelight on a cold winter's night. It's the stranger that's holding the door. It's the generous smile, the mother and child, and his peace ringing out a war. It's the angels in snow, the faces that glow after spending the whole day outside. It's the food on the table, being happy and grateful for family and friends at your side. It's so good, it's a shame that it can't be the same every day of the year. It's the knock at the door, the family of four singing those old Christmas songs. It's the weak and the strong, it's the old and the young, is everyone singing along. It's Christmas, Christmas, Christmas time is here. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas time is here. It's so good, it's a shame that it can't be the same every day of the year. So good, it's a shame that it can't be the same every day of the year.
From 101.7 FM CIVL in Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada, all the way to 107.3 CFMH. We know it's St. John here in BC. It's not St. John. Happy holidays, no matter what you celebrate.
That's the best part of Christmas. a true blue miracle. I don't know what one is.
And if that isn't a true blue miracle, I don't know what one is.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
From Local 107.3 FM.
All right. We're back.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was my evil twin earlier. That was all screwed up as to what was going on with the radio show.
Unprepared Anthony.
Huh?
Unprepared Anthony.
Yeah, and this is
not evil Anthony.
Who is totally different. No, totally different person.
It's nice to see you guys.
It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, we'll see ya. Now, Wayne Hansen joining us in the booth here for our live Christmas Eve special. That's right. Live studio audience. Andrea is also here. We're going to get her in a couple of minutes. I think she might have been eating something.
She's still quite eating. A sweet tooth, that one.
We have lots of treats.
She has chocolate on her face.
we have all kinds of treats. There's all kinds of stuff going on here. And, of course, it's our live Christmas Eve special for Local 107.3 FM presented by the Earshot 20. And Wayne has been one of our esteemed guest co-hosts and also very talented musician and comedian.
Tell us a joke.
Tell right now.
I love that.
I don't have any jokes to tell you.
Santa walks into a bar.
But do you remember the time that Andrea was going to co-host the Earshot 20 with you?
Yeah, I do. And then she didn't.
Yeah.
Anthony, or Wayne, Christmas is supposed to be happy memories and a great year.
I'm giving Andrea the gears. Yeah.
That's a good joke. Look, see, yeah, comedian
written all over me.
Yeah.
So is this the Earshot 20?
I suppose so. It's sort of turned into that.
Yeah. This is a great album, huh?
David Miles, yeah. Yeah. Actually, we had a set of music in there. Brian, I'll let you know what you heard.
Sure, yeah. You just heard a track from the gang from Sesame Street. They joined us here this week. Thanks for them.
Recorded in the studio. It was
for
good.
Playing a tune called A True Blue Miracle. You also heard from that David Miles album, the lead track and the title track called It's Christmas with David Miles. And you also heard Jim Guthrie with a track called I'm Going Home This Christmas. It's from the Ho 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 Canada compilation series. This is their sixth year of Canadian Christmas tunes.
It's crazy.
You can download that for free on thelineofbestfit.com. And we started off with Anthony's classic pick, one of Anthony's classics.
Oh. Favorites.
Chuck Berry.
Ooh, Run, Run, Rudolph.
Which is, it just happens to be Andrea's favorite song as well.
That's a pretty good one.
It's a winner. Yeah. Winner right here in this chair.
Remarkable.
But yeah, this David Miles record, definitely want to play from that more later. Want to ask Wayne about one of the songs that he probably has experience with this. It's a track. It's one of the originals called Santa Never Brings Me a Banjo. You ever get a banjo for Christmas?
Okay, this
I was like,
hilarious.
Wayne might have actually... This is might not be true for Wayne.
No, you know what? Guess what I got this year? I'm not making this up. I got a five-string banjo this year for Christmas. It is under the tree at home, and I'm not making that up, am I, Andrew?
Oh, is that because you've been were you peeking at your gifts?
No, I bought it a little while ago.
He went into Long McQuaid, bought the banjo.
What happens when you get older, though? Gifts don't just get opened on Christmas Day. Andrea's been buying herself things for a while, and then she'll buy things, and she'll be like, all right, you just gave me a pair of boots for Christmas. And so I gave her a pair. What else did I give you for Christmas that you've been wearing?
Necklaces, earrings. There's the two tickets to Punta Cana. Oh, you don't know about those yet. Yeah. Wait until you get your visa statement. It's coming.
It's on there. It's all on there. So I got a banjo for Christmas, and I was going to bring it today to christen it on air, but I don't know how to play it yet.
It's all right. Wayne and I are going to give you all a very special treat later on. We're going to perform.
Yeah.
You're going to perform more than I, but we're going to perform a Christmas tune together.
Well,
I'm going to sing backup for you.
I don't know what we're singing. We could sing Good King Wenceslas.
No, we couldn't.
That's the only one I know.
Okay, this is going to go horribly wrong real fast, but I'm into it. Whatever you want to do.
All right, we're going to do
whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Good King Wenceslas.
I'm not really sure how to say it.
We'll figure it.
Sure
over the next 3 hours, the two of you will figure out how to say that.
You're right. Right now, just so you know, Santa just landed in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, delivering gifts to all the good boys and girls there right now. 2 billion, over 2.5 billion, actually, gifts delivered already, Wayne.
Wow.
That man's on a mission.
Wow.
And his mission is to spread the cheer.
And I tell you, this morning, Andrew and I watched a movie called Arthur's Christmas. Have you seen this movie?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
Sarah loved it.
It's a fine, fine film. And it gives away a lot of the secrets on how Santa does these little tricks.
I don't like that. I like it to remain a secret.
Oh, you can watch it. You probably wouldn't understand a lot of it. It'd probably still be a secret.
Thanks, Wayne.
It's very complicated. It's very technical.
You're such a great guy. I'm glad you're here for the next little while. It's awesome.
We have a departure.
Oh, silent Sarah's leaving.
Okay, well.
She couldn't say anything. Her mouth was too full of Rice Krispie Squares the whole time.
Oh, we could say, like, silent Sarah's back. Nobody would know.
Yeah.
But you should see Arthur's Christmas. You would love it.
I will give it a watch.
It's an excellent movie, and I think it did really well. I'm going to look it up on Rotten Tomatoes. I'll tell you what it got.
Okay. While Wayne does that, and we prepare now for Good King Wenceslas Assistus, we're going to cut to some more Christmas music. When we come back, maybe we'll talk about Christmas traditions. We do this every year, but I like to know if people adopt new traditions. And I started a new tradition this morning. I won't tell you what it is. I'll wait until the break. Yeah, you do know what it is. But we'll wait until the break, and then after the break, and then we'll come back. So
yeah,
got some Christmas music coming your way. And later on, too, Wayne, this will be a treat for you to listen to. Brian and I did a reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
I heard this. I heard some folks were at a party and heard the reading.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this true?
It is true.
Okay.
It wasn't a live reading. I played it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I even laughed at myself. I laughed at Brian, too. Brian was good. He's so serious. He was committed to the story the whole way through.
I really got into the role.
You did.
Arthur's Christmas gets 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
It's actually a really good movie. It's Christmas anything is hard to, it's hard to come across good stuff, period. There's so much bad stuff, and I think that's why people gravitate towards the classics.
Yeah.
It's nice to come across a great new Christmas movie, and yeah, also this great new Christmas record by David Miles.
It is. It's really good. Nice segue, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
We're going to spin some more from David Miles' record.
Let's play this track. I would have liked to have talked about this with him a little bit. Anthony interviewed him not that long ago, but we didn't talk about the Christmas record too much, about, you know, the difficulty in coming up with original Christmas tunes, because, you know, there's so many really good classics. Must be a lot of pressure, but he came up with a really good one. There's a pretty cool animated video for it online as well. It's called Santa Never Brings Me a Banjo, and it's off of his new It's Christmas record.
All right, here it is right now. Stick around. There's more on the way. You're listening to the live Christmas Eve special with Wayne, Andrea, Brian, and myself, Anthony Enman.
And even you out there could be a part. Give us a call, 648-5925, if you would like to hear any Christmas tunes at all, or if you'd like to share in any of the conversation we're having, or if you want to join us live in the booth, you can come on by the university campus. We'll give you the secret password to get in. It's pretty cool. It's actually like somewhat locked down, so you might want to give us a heads up.
Not scary lockdown.
It's just sort of closed.
The door's just locked.
Yeah. Wayne couldn't get in even.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, there's more. So stick around and keep joining us for the Christmas Eve special. Here's David Miles right now. Santa Never Brings Me a Banjo on the Christmas Eve special.
Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. My brother got the train that he asked for, my sister even got a violin. How did he miss the one thing on my list in the letter that I sent to him? I told him how hard I would practice, told him I would play so loud that high lonesome sound would fill up the town and I'd make my parents so proud. But Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. I ask my parents if they know why Santa always leaves me sad.
I do well in school and I follow the rules, and I don't think I've been bad. But maybe it's too hard for the workshop, maybe it's too tricky for the elves. Since I'll never understand, I think I'm gonna plan to buy one for myself. Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry.
Christmas, baby, sure they're treating me real nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby, you sure they're treating me nice. Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas, and I feel like I'm in paradise. All right. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, y'all. Got my music on the radio. Said I'm feeling mighty nice, y'all. Got my music on the radio. Feel like I wanna kiss you, baby. Standing underneath that mistletoe. That mistletoe, yeah.
Santa came down the chimney. Past three, y'all.
And he left all them good presents for my baby. And
I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure they're treating me nice.
Sure they're treating me nice.
You bought me all them presents. Now I feel like I'm in paradise.
Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For me, lying on the floor.
touch the snow. They don't even touch the snow.
Hey, it's Anthony and Brian from the Earshot 20.
Wishing you, as well as your friends and family, a safe and festive holiday season.
We look forward to bringing you lots of great Canadian music, interviews, and more in the new year on the Earshot 20.
We never go junk to bargaining anymore. Still remember getting home and passing out on the floor. To wake up every morning so sore. Then we'd meet up for brunch at a 3:45. I remember we were dating those two friends.
From Local 107.3 FM.
Merry Christmas!
Welcome back. It is the Christmas Eve special for Local 107.3 FM on behalf of the Airshot 20. Myself and Brian Cleveland in studio. Also joining us is the beautiful Andrea Hansen. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And also, we also now have in our production studio, Wayne Hansen. Hey, Wayne.
Hi, guys.
It's so good to have you here to be playing for us. We're going to get you to play in just a second, so hold tight. Hold tight.
You should start right away when the music stops.
Yeah, I will. Just give me 1 second. I just wanted to let everybody know that Santa is going to be in Finland now. 0 second. He's in Finland. That's exciting news. He's getting closer to us. And normally by the time the show ends, just so you know, Andrea, this is what time you have to be in bed, around 9 or 10, because Santa's in the States by then, and he's making his way to Canada. So it's big news.
To bed early tonight.
Yes, yeah. And maybe you'll have lots of gifts. Or as Wayne said, maybe Santa's already bought all your gifts already. Who knows?
It feels like we're a 24-hour news network that is struggling to cover a story. Yeah. It doesn't really have a lot of extra or additional information, and every 5 minutes we're like, all right, there's a little tiny little nugget of new information. Santa moved.
Happens all the time on CNN.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, here we go. Very exciting. So as we were mentioning earlier, Wayne is not only a co-host for our radio show every once in a while, he's also a very talented musician from right here in St. John, New Brunswick, and we're really excited to have him playing for us live in studio right now with his rendition of Jingle Bells. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wayne Hansen.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. The bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing song. Now here we go, Anthony. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon Miss Fanny Bright, seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upset. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It's so much fun to be back on Local 107.3 FM. Since my show got canceled, I've never been back asked to come back in. But it's Christmas time, so I guess that's why they brought me in. It's so nice. So, Anthony, let's sing the chorus one more time. Ready? A one, a two, a one, two, three, go. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Awesome. Wayne Hansen, everybody, live in studio. Big thanks to Wayne for joining us and coming in to perform live. And that was awesome.
Yeah, now Wayne has to run in here into the interview portion of the studio. It's very complicated.
It is. So we'll wait for him.
That was an original song.
It was an original rendition of Jingle Bells. Wayne, so nice of you to join us.
Thanks for having me.
So thanks very much for doing that. How did it feel to perform that song live?
Well, seeing as I've never played that song before, it was a little bit nerve-wracking, because you and I, actually, we picked it out about 30 seconds before I played it.
Yeah, and I mean, you couldn't have done it any better. I can't even play, I'm not going to be able to play Jingle Bells for the rest of the show.
I'm sure you can find a good version on the internet somewhere.
That recording, I'm going to cut that out, and I'm going to sell it for millions of dollars.
Really?
And I will give you what every manager would give as a decent cut to their...
10%.
You're right.
No, it was a lot of fun, and... You know, thank you so much for having Andrew and I in today. It's wonderful to be part of a good show.
It wouldn't be Earshot 20 Presents Twas Night Before Christmas featuring Anthony and Brian Cleveland without Wayne Hansen and Andrew Hansen. The title's getting a little lengthy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's also slightly inaccurate at this point. It is only 3:45.
Yeah. It's not really the night, but we're working on
that.
No,
it's like the afternoon before Christmas.
Late afternoon before Christmas.
So, you have a wonderful show planned today.
We do, and I'm going to talk about traditions. Actually, before you guys skip it, I know you have to leave
because
you've got church obligations.
Yeah.
But traditions. Do you have any Christmas traditions that you do at home? No.
There's
Andrew's
one.
Andrew's partaking her tradition, which is refusing to speak on the radio.
She's done it every year.
Why so shy? She hosted Departures for so long.
I don't know. But she
hosted Departures, just so you know.
Since the show got canceled, Andrew's not been back on the air, so maybe she's feeling a little nervous about that. I don't know. So traditions, we have lobster rolls on Christmas Eve every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fish seems to be something that is a big, something, yeah, okay, crustaceans, aquatic food, seems to be popular, like chowders and things on Christmas Eve.
There was
Eve.
A lineup at Sobeys today in the fish and aquatic mammal section. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, a huge lineup.
Did you get the whale too?
No.
No? Oh, no, they had
just whale
on sale. It was a whale of a sale. No?
I don't know if we bring this show up or down.
Do you want to take Anthony on tour, on a comedy tour?
Oh,
he could open for you and then set the expectations low.
What would we call it?
We'll come up with a name.
The Low Expectations Tour.
I love it. Let's do it. Anyway, my tradition that I started this morning, because I just bought a waffle maker, now I'm going to make Christmas waffles every year. They were so good.
Wow. I saw them on the internet. They look great.
On the line. They were on the Facebooks.
They were on... No, they were on the internet, though, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think I saw they look great.
The bacon really added to it, though. It really
bacon adds to everything, though.
I know.
We had bacon-wrapped asparagus the other night.
How was that?
It was excellent. Andrea made it. Tell us all about it, Andrea.
Thanks.
Oh, so good. So good.
Brian, do you have any Christmas traditions?
Well, I guess this radio program is becoming a Christmas tradition somewhat.
I know. Until it gets canceled. We'll wait for that notice to come in the mail.
Yeah, you don't want that notice. Let me tell you, my heart was broken that day, Anthony. But you never know. Maybe I'll apply for a new show sometime.
Maybe.
The Earshot 25.
You won't be able to fit them in. We have a hard time getting 20 in.
Well, listen, thank you so much for having us on air today.
We appreciate
you
coming in.
Maybe we can call
in later. Yeah, give us a ring.
For sure.
Okay, we'll call you when we're driving home from church, just like we did last year. That's a tradition.
That is a great tradition.
Yeah, Nanny loves being on the radio.
Oh, will Nanny be with you?
Yes.
Call. Don't even say maybe we'll call. You are calling
Okay,
now.
We'll call you on the way home from
love
church.
Nanny.
All
love
right.
Nanny. Okay, coming up, just so you know, we've got our Twas the Night Before Christmas reading, a message from Santa also on the way, and Nanny's going to be on the air. Coming up. So that's exciting. All right, Andrea.
Think about song requests, too.
Yes.
You can call in with some song requests. Anyone can call in with song requests.
Could I leave a request before I go?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite Christmas song is Little Drummer Boy.
We'll play it for On Your Way Home.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because it'll take you, what, about 20 minutes to get home?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So it'll be coming up for you. Little Drummer Boy. Yeah.
And yeah, if you want to get your requests in, give us a call. 648-5925. Phone lines will be open when we are playing music, and you can give us a call and add to that playlist.
Awesome. All right. There is more on the way. We're starting to finally get our groove. It only took 45 minutes, but good thing it's a 3-hour show. And we'll be on for another 2 hours and 15 minutes. So make sure you get your requests in if you'd like to give us a call. Also, stay tuned because this, I'm telling you, this reading, I've never heard Twas the Night Before Christmas presented so well as you and I do it. It was just...
It was fun.
It was the banter back and forth, the awful jokes that I made in between. It just... You made it. You made the story.
I learned one holiday message and lesson so far today, which is that we can share with people, which is don't always trust the media. Wayne's in here lying about getting his radio show canceled, fired, and all this baloney.
No,
he's
just
on a break.
We all know
by his own
that.
Choice.
Yeah, we all know that Wayne needed a little break because he's just so good at doing radio that he got really tired. So we'll look forward to him coming back sometime, and we'll talk to Nanny later. This is my favorite. This has become one of my favorite parts of this radio show. Even though last year was the first year she called in, she's just great. It's awesome to talk to her. So we'll hear from her later. But we're gonna have some more music coming up, which includes another one from David Miles. I'm excited about this. This guy's got a great album. He did a lot of great things. We talked about this on our on the Earshot 20 last week, that David Miles did the fundraiser for the food banks across New Brunswick, and it was really exciting to find out that he had raised over $10,000 in donations. Food aside, in terms of pounds, I don't even know how many pounds of food they got, but over $10,000 in cold hard cash to put towards all those food banks. I think that's a really great initiative that he's doing, and a really great way to give back to the community.
Yeah, I also heard a really good story today, which, you know, there's a good thing about, you know, I'm sure this applies to many, many communities and cities and parts of the world, but certainly it is very present in St. John, New Brunswick, which is that people rally behind people in need and in trouble and around tragedies. And earlier this week, there was a fire at Albert's Meats that you might have heard of.
Yes.
Pretty close to our studio, just down on Somerset Street on the plaza there. Big fire. You know, they're not going to be open till the new year, but, you know, they'll be able to rebound. They have lots of community support and insurance, presumably. And, you know, unfortunate time for them. But particularly unfortunate is that they had pledged, they have a volunteer involved in the organization who is sort of their community liaison, and they have organized to feed 20 families this year Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
But then, of course, all of that food ruined. They have no power. The refrigeration's gone. So they organized a barbecue basically overnight and had a big, huge barbecue the next day and tripled the amount of money that they had raised to feed families. So now they'll be able to hopefully feed even more families. So
that's
great,
incredible.
Great to hear, and many great sort of organizations and fundraisers and charities happening around the holidays, which is always great. CBC doing their Harbor Lights campaign, and now this one, and as you mentioned, David Miles going on tour across the Maritimes or New Brunswick and raising money for food banks. So if there's one thing, if you're having a really hard time thinking about gifts or people, or you don't necessarily have a lot of people to give to, think about giving to charity around the holidays.
For sure. All right, some David Miles coming your way, and more is on the way, so stick around. You're listening to the Christmas Eve special presented by the Earshot 20. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, right here on this station.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. We finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Thank you.
my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Hey, St. John, it's Julia Wright from Hard Times in the Maritime Zine, wishing everyone in the Port City totally awesome Christmas and New Year. Don't forget to go to Backstreet Records, the Feel Good Heartbreak Boutique, or Local FM. Get our best and worst of 2014 issue. You got to the bomb.
Silent night, holy night.
Me and my
You chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say the darn. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin! Fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin.